This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday laid flowers outside the church where a lawmaker was stabbed to death a day earlier in what police say was a terrorist attack, probably linked to Islamist extremism. The attack on David Amos from Johnson's Conservative Party comes 5 years after the murder of Joe Cox, a lawmaker from the opposition Labour Party. The killing has prompted a review of the security of elected politicians in Great Britain. Taliban authorities pledged to step up security at Shiite mosques as hundreds of people gathered on Saturday to bury the victims of the second Islamic State suicide attack on worshippers in a week. Hardline Sunni group Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack on the Fatima Mosque in Kandahar. It saw a group of suicide bombers shoot their way into the mosque before blowing themselves up among the worshippers during Friday prayers. Since the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan in August, Islamic State has conducted dozens of operations, from small-scale attacks on Taliban targets to large-scale operations such as Friday's suicide bombing. Their attacks have killed scores of civilians. China on Saturday launched a rocket carrying three astronauts, including one woman, to the core module of a future space station where they will live and work for 6 months. It's the longest ever duration in orbit for Chinese astronauts. A Long March 2F rocket carrying the Shenzhou 13 spacecraft blasted off from the northwestern province of Gansu. You can find more on this and all the stories we're carrying at our website.